Zohar Chok Yisrael Parshas Reyakil Day 4, an excerpt from 218b. Tochazi, come and see in Revelation Maxi, was written in Rebbe 1711. Kachas Amachta. Take the basin, send a leo eish to put on it fire, mealam mizbeach, from upon the altar, the thim teres, and put it incense. This is what Moshe told Aaron to do when the plague had broken out after the Yidden were speaking words, lack of faith in Hashem. My time was the reason, ki yotza ketzef lifnei Hashem, echil enogev, because the anger has gone out before Hashem, began the plague. Because there's no breaking for that side, meaning the sitra achra, the other side, negative side, except for the incense. It is the greatest power to subjugate the other side. So that's when the Zohar says there's no, doesn't mean there's no. There are other ways to break the sitra achra, but this is the most powerful, so that's why it uses this terminology. Because there's nothing beloved before the whole must be he like the Keteris. And it stands to nullify sorcery and bad things from the house. The aroma and the smoke of the Keteris, of the incense that people do. That act it nullifies. Kol Shekein Teres, how much more so the incense, which means in the temple. So we see there's such a thing as incense, even outside the temple has this power, nullify negative energies, but how much more so, the special Torah in Beis HaMikdash, that is extra, extra powerful in this way. This thing is a standing decree before the Limlas Behi. The Kolman is Dakol Bekori Bechol Yom of Uvde Torah, because anyone who gazes and reads every day the work of the Torah, Yishtazav Mikol Milin Vishin Mecharshin Alma, he's saved from all bad things and sorcery of the world. Mikol Begon Bishin from all bad happenings, Mihura Bishin from bad thought, Dina Bisha from bad judgment, Milsna from death. Kol Yitzhak Kol HaYom will be damaged all that day. Loyachal Sitra Achu Shaltole, because the other side is not able to rain upon him. Yitzvichal Ni Kavanme, it's necessary you should put intention in it. And the divine intentions to have while saying Torahs, as Rizal explains, the Shara Kavanas. And it's also important to be exacting in the term of the way the Zohar says it. It says anyone who gazes and reads the Torah. And it's brought that it's a segula. For some reason, it's a special inyan, not just to say the Torah by heart, but to look at it printed, and especially if it's written on klaf, on parchment, it's very powerful, extra powerful. So a lot of people have that to say every day. A specimen of the Torah written on parchment is said from amidst that. And saying is like offering it up. Now we don't have the temple, we can't offer it up. It's saying is in place of offering it up. If people knew how high is the work of the terrorists coming, they take every word of it. They put upon it a crown on its head, like a crown of gold. They crown it with golden crowns, every single word of the terrorists, because it's so precious. And a crown means surrounding light, and gold means like the good part of kind, very, very special and very, very precious. It's 11. And the Torah reaches to the other side, has the power to go extend beyond the 10 spheros of holiness and go to the other side and reveal the hidden Kedusha, holiness, which is very high over there. So it's very intense. A man is Tadal Bay, no one strives in it. Boil the stack level of the Torah, he has to gaze at the work of the Torah, to look at what he's reading. If he has in mind, intention it. And he says it every day, he has a portion in this world to come. What does it mean to have a portion in this world? It means things will go for him well. And death will depart from him and from the world. Be saved from all judgments in this world. From bad sides, from the judgment of hell. And from the judgment of the other kingdom, which means to be saved from problems with the government. When the pillar of smoke would come out, would arise. The Kohen would see the letters of the secret of the divine holy name spread out in the air. He'd see the divine letters of the names coming out and flying up. And they go up above in that pillar. So it means that a person is making unifications to offering the terrorists, and this sweetens all judgments. The bus afterwards come and receive from Ganesh and Sachran, name we call Citron. Many holy chariots, means of angels and souls. They're mediums of the revelation of divine providence. They surround them from all sides, and they're all sweetened, which means if there be anyone way of providence supposed to be revealed, manifest by a person in the way of judgment, chas v'shalom, may problems, it's sweetened to come out in a good way. The boss afterwards come and receive and give something we call citron. Ada solik ben hiru b'chid, until it rises in light and joy. V'chadi l'man d'chadi, it makes happy the one that makes happy, which means sweetens the judgments. V'koshri kishrin l'eilu v'sata l'yachta kula. And ties bonds above and below to unite everything. Because the word teres is like Aramaic for kesher, for bond. Because a person's sin causes separation, chas v'shalom, but teres fixes us up by bonding everything, by making unity in the spiritual worlds, and this the flow of divine light is able to go from one to the other, and everything is sweetened, everything is made happy. And therefore it nullifies judgments and difficult things and subjugates the other side and reveals Hashem's light and joy. This atones for the evil inclination and for idolatry. What does it mean, atoning for the evil inclination? It means the sins that the person was drawn to through being drawn after his evil inclination. Diyu sitra achor, the other side. What Mu is explained, special power of the Keteris to sweeten everything and bring a person to Hashem and bring joy to everything. So for the sake of a person's own life, it's good to say it every day twice, if a person can, to buy it written from a sofer, a scribe on Klaf. It's very powerful to say that. And Rizal mentioned especially powerful to say it at midnight, very big Ace Rutzon, to sweeten judgments and draw good for a person.